This is Murray Yates welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough.
Shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. And everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
Good afternoon. This is Mission Breakthrough. This afternoon we are looking at the promise that God gave to David, David's descendants, who would reign as king forever and ever. When King Saul died, David became king. He ruled well, fighting many battles and winning them. He was eventually asked to become king of Jerusalem. David was told that he would not get into the city of Jerusalem, but he went and he captured the fortress. It was after winning the battle in Jerusalem that David decided to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Obed-Edom and then to the city of David. After David went back to his palace, he began to think, "Here I am living my life in a palace, but God is living in a tent." That is the Ark of the Covenant. Of course, you cannot contain God in the Ark, but the Ark of God was a sign of God's presence. Nathan came back with a word from God specifically for David. He was told to tell David the following: that God had never dwelt in a house before, and God had moved with the people who had been following David. Prophet Nathan went on to say, "I took you from the pasture and from following the flock to be ruler over Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone. Now I have made your name great like the names of the greatest men on earth. I will provide a place for my people and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, the Lord himself says, "When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you. He will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom." That is David's son Solomon. "He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him, but I will not take my love away from him like I did with Saul, who I removed before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." What an odd thing, isn't it, that the Bible says your house and your kingdom will endure forever. Before me, your throne shall be established forever. Today we're going to look and see what that really means. Once David died, his kingdom passed to his son Solomon, and God kept his promise which he made to David, that he would raise up offspring from David's body, referring to his son Solomon. The promise to David was that God would establish his people Israel forever. Forever? Yes, forever. If this was true, how would the promise be completed? Does God's word have anything further to tell us about the kingdom of David? In Psalm 89, verses 3 to 4, it reads as follows: "I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations." In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7, it reads, "For unto us a son is born, to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government there will be no end." There were 28 generations from King David to a man named Joseph and his wife to be Mary. They were not married at this time, but the Bible tells us that a virgin was found to be with child. This was a child who was in the line of David and had been promised as part of David's family. Yet Jesus was God's son. He will reign on David's throne and over all his kingdom forever. This child was different, for when he was born, the night sky lit up, angels sang praises to God, and the glory of God was seen by shepherds who were minding their sheep and were told that Jesus had been born. They left their sheep on being told that the Saviour, that is God with us, had been born in a manger at Bethlehem. And the shepherds were told where they would find Jesus, and they went in haste and found Jesus in a manger because there was no room at the inn. This was the one who the Quran called the one closest to Allah, or the Bible calls the Son of God. What a night! But why? Jesus came from eternity so that men and women could have their sin forgiven and receive the gift of eternal life, life which goes on forever. Jesus, who was born into the family of Joseph, was to be the one to keep the human family line going for the rest of eternity. What does the Bible have to say about David's kingdom? Well, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was visited by an angel. And the angel said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Mary was also told that the Lord God will give Isa the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of his father David, and his kingdom will never end. In the New Testament, we are able to find texts which enable us to understand that Jesus came from God and would go back to God. In Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 6, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God, and by his resurrection from the dead. At the age of 30, Isa came to John the Baptist because he was baptizing people who wanted to repent from any sin in their life so they could follow God more closely. The Holy Spirit came upon Jesus in the form of a dove, and a voice was heard saying, "This is my Son, hear him." But who is this person called Jesus? Well, some of John's disciples, having heard the voice from heaven, decided to follow Jesus. Jesus started his ministry at the age of 30. He called 12 disciples who were to follow him to the end of his ministry on the earth, and then carry on when he finally died and had gone to heaven. One deserted Jesus, but he was replaced. And Esau was tempted by the devil to sin. However, Jesus never did the deeds that the devil was enticing him to do. For instance, turning stones into bread, throwing himself down from the temple so that others would be attracted to him. Jesus was tempted by the devil to bow down to Satan, and Satan would give him all the kingdoms in the world, so he said. These kingdoms weren't Satan's to give. Satan would give him these things as long as Jesus would bow down to him. And Jesus commanded Satan to go. Jesus called his first disciples. He taught in the synagogues. He showed his power over nature by commanding a lake to become calm where there was water so fierce that it made even fishermen afraid for their lives. Jesus healed the sick. He brought even the dead back to life. He taught men and women how to live their lives physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually. He taught how God had a plan and a purpose for every person. Part of that plan was that men and women could come to Jesus by trusting in him. We cannot see him today, but because he is alive, he comes to us by the Holy Spirit. This means that every person or people group of every culture or country may come to him no matter where they live. He showed men and women how he loved them. He set an example by being willing to give up his life on a cross. All this was done so that boys and girls and men and women could come to God if they chose to. All people that invite Jesus into their lives receive the gift of eternal life, life that goes on forever. Jesus started his ministry with just 12 disciples. Yet today there are 2.7 billion people scattered around the world in every country who have come to know the Lord. These people have found that Isa is the Son of God, the one who came from eternity to bring new life on this earth, and he also gives life forevermore in heaven. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever. Before me, your throne shall be established forever. Jesus is at this time is about to be taken away by the soldiers, but he prays this prayer just before the soldiers arrive. Father, The time has come, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. And in 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 12, it reads, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son has not life. And in Romans 6:23 it says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Revelation it reads, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he will reign for ever and ever. In 1 Timothy chapter 1:17 it says, Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be glory and honour for evermore. And then it also reads in 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 to 10, Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast. To him be the power for ever and ever. And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. There will be no more death or mourning, nor crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I, Isa, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him who's here say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes to, let him take the free gift of the water of life. I believe that the Bible has shown us that the promise to David, which says, When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up offspring from your own body. This was Solomon, David's son. However, the Bible shares with us that King David's family tree was traced to Joseph, Esau's human father. Jesus was ushered into this world by the angels in heaven. He came from eternity to die so that men and women could be forgiven. Jesus died on the cross, but he rose again, and he showed himself to the 12 disciples and others who recognized who he really was. He spent 40 days on this earth after he died, but then went back to heaven, back into eternity. He went back to his kingdom, where his throne is established forever and ever. Yet he came into this world from eternity, and having lived his life out on this earth, he has gone back to eternity. He also gives eternal life to everyone who will turn from their sin by being sorry for their sin, then having invited Easter into their lives, Jesus will come in and give them eternal life. That is life which starts in this world, and once you die, it goes on forever and ever and ever. This is Murray Yates signing off for this week.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll from the dawn till setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the yonder, I'll be there.